Right, we will be now joined by Maulana or Mufti Muhammad Akhu as he continues with the profile of the different Sahaba radiallahu anhum. And this week, continuing from the last few weeks, we look at the children of Abu Lubaba. Let's take a listen to this.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa sallallahu ala nabi al-ummi bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to all our respected listeners. We were discussing the family of Lubaba radiallahu anha and Abbas radiallahu anhum. Really, what an amazing household. The one brother would teach everyone, namely Abdullah bin Abbas, as we just learnt. The other would feed everyone, Ubaidullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhum. They were quite a few brothers. Kathir, Fadl, Qutham, Ma'bad, Tammam. These were these children who were born in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Their sister was Ummu Habib. The poet says so beautifully, ما ولدت نجيبة من فحلي بجبل نعلمه أو سهلي كستة من بطن أم الفضل أكرم بها من كهلة وكهلي عم النبي المصطفى ذي الفضل وخاتم الرسل وخير الرسل. That no woman has born people of nobility like the six who were born from the belly of Umm al-Fadl radiallahu anha, meaning namely Lubaba radiallahu anha. Honored she be, what a noble woman she was. Kahlatin wa kahli, she was a kahla, meaning a middle-aged woman, and her husband was Kahl Abbas, a middle-aged man. How honorable and noble they were to the cause of deen when she gave birth to these six who were people who were flag bearers of deen. Abbas was Ammun Nabi, he was the uncle of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, al-Mustafa, dil-Fadli, who is most virtuous and who is the seal of all messengers sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So from these children, one who we will be discussing is Ubaidullah ibn Abbas. He was such a sahabi, he was 1 year younger than his brother. So as we mentioned last week, Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhuma was born in the valley of Abu Talib. 1 year after that, after the birth of Abdullah bin Abbas, was the birth of Ubaidullah bin Abbas. So he was young, 1 year younger than his brother. And like Abdullah bin Abbas grew up in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so did Ubaidullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhum. He narrated a hadith also from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Among them is the hadith of Usayla, a famous hadith known as Hadithul Usayla. These youngsters grew up in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam showed them lots of love. He would call them. He would have races for them. Abdullah bin Harith radiallahu anhuma says, كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يصف عبد الله وعبيد الله وكثيرا بني العباس. He would sometimes put these three youngsters or some youngsters in a line, and he would say, come race now. And then he would say, whoever would win would get such and such from me. Would give them. He would give them something. من سبق إلي فله كذا وكذا فيستبقون إلي. And when they would rush and run towards him. And then he would hug them and kiss them and hold them and caress them. And he would give them gifts. So, and many a time Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was riding his conveyance. He would pick up these youth. Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu. Ubaidullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu. Abdullah bin Ja'far radiallahu anhu. Qutham radiallahu anhu. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would keep them very close to him. And he would give them a great nurturing and training. Something really amazing about this sahabi, his description, Ibn Kathir rahimahullah in his Bidayah wa Nihaya describes Ubaidullah. Kana Ubaidullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhuma kariman. He was very generous, noble. Kareem. So generous. Kareem actually denotes one who gives everything. Ji. Karam. Kareem, he was very, very generous. Jameel, very handsome. Wasim, very good looking. Yushbihu abahu fil jamal. Ubaidullah bin Abbas was very similar in looks and beauty to his father Abbas radiallahu anhu. Ibn Asakir rahimahullah in his tarikh mentions, كَانَ عُبَيْدُ اللَّهِ مِنْ كُرَمَاءِ قُرَيْشٍ وَجُوَدَائِهِمْ. Ubaydullah was among the most generous people of Quraysh. Imam Nawawi rahimahullah mentions, وَكَانَ أَحَدَ الْأَجْوَادِ الْمَشْهُورِينَ. He is one of those who are known for their generosity, that everyone would come to. Ibn al-Athir rahimahullah mentions how generous he was. Every day he used to slaughter one camel and just feed people. So Ubaydullah's brother Abdullah is telling him, my brother, every day you're slaughtering one, take it easy. Give for Allah, but take it easy. Now that his brother tried to stop him, he started slaughtering two camels and giving in Allah's way and feeding the people. And both of them used to travel together, Abdullah bin Abbas, Ubaydullah bin Abbas, radiallahu anhuma. Both were knowledgeable, both were generous. But Abdullah bin Abbas, radiallahu anhuma, stood out for his knowledge. And Ubaydullah bin Abbas, radiallahu anhu, stood out with the quality of generosity. When they came to Medina Munawwara also, Abdullah bin Abbas would teach thousands of students. And Ubaydullah bin Abbas would feed all of them. And wherever they went, this was the system. Whoever used to come, used to learn from Abdullah bin Abbas, and Ubaydullah bin Abbas would arrange meals. Allahu Akbar. So, the title of Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu is known as Hakimul Mu'dilat, the solver of all tight situations. Solves issues, fatawa, masail, problems, cases. And Ubaydullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu's title was Tayyarul Furat, the fast flowing current of the Euphrates River. It's known for its fast flowing current. Ubaydullah bin Abbas was known as that current for his abundance of giving in Allah Ta'ala's way. Every day he used to feed people. Every day he used to have meals arranged for people. He used to take it as an honor to call people to his home. His father radiallahu anhu, Abbas radiallahu anhu, called him and said to him, Ya bunay, ma laka tughaddi wa la tu'ashi, idha ghaddayta fa'ashi. How come you just feed people lunch? You don't in the afternoon, but you don't arrange a meal at night also. Sometimes these people are guests. Arrange both meals. Arrange ghada and asha. And then he started doing that. So he started feeding people twice a day, not only once a day. He was so generous. There's an amazing incident that some people were jealous of his attributes, because you know when a person reaches high stages and status, people, you get certain people that don't like it, and they try to get a person go through disgrace or be insulted. So they plotted something, that in the masjid and around the area, they started going around spreading the news that Ubaydullah bin Abbas is inviting all of you for a meal, for a lovely, you know, meal and a banquet. And all of you are invited, please, you must come. And they emphatically call the people. And the people of Medina Munawwara are very simple people. Allah forgive us, not like today, a person must have a card or must have an invitation beforehand. If you call a person on the spur of the moment, he thinks you're insulting him. Allah forgive us, this is actually being arrogant. But an invitation should be accepted. We should be humble in accepting our invitations. It is sunnah to accept the invitation. But anyway, this was not actually an invitation. It was a plot against Ubaydullah radiallahu anhu. So now these people from the masjid and from their homes, they are going towards the home of Ubaydullah bin Abbas to pay their respects and to attend this banquet, this walima, this meal he arranged. And his house was full. So he's saying to his servant, just check up what's happening, so many people, mashallah. So his servant comes back to him to tell him that they say that they have been invited, you know, from someone on your behalf. So he didn't get offended by this. He actually sent his servant to go to the market and arrange whatever was needed for a meal. His servants go to the market with his instruction. They arrange fruit, citron, honey, bananas, whatever fruit was available, and some, you know, starters. And this is presented to the guests, and all along he's putting now with his servants, they're putting the meal to cook, and the meal is being cooked, and he's in dua, and he's in, you know, asking Allah's help. And they're finishing the sweetmeat or the starters, and the meal is ready. He presents the meal to all the guests, they all eat, they were so happy. And after they had the meal, those who actually made this whole trick and arrangement were very, very upset about it. But Ubaidullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhuma came out of this with great honor. And then he said to his servants after that, you know, this is something we should do every day. Is it possible for you all? They said, definitely. And from that occasion, they started feeding people every day. So sometimes people try and harm you and belittle you and put you down. But turn to Allah. Turn to Allah, and from there also there'll be khair. When you put into a corner, when you put into a challenging situation, and you handle it properly with the help of Allah, by turning to Allah, and how much Allah will make you come out of that situation shining. But turn to Allah in every situation. Turn to Allah, because that is the solution. Look at how from this case, how khair came out of this scenario. Allah Ta'ala give us the understanding of the lives of these great people. It's mentioned in Al-Ma'arif that there was a money exchanger who had become bankrupt, and his creditors were now behind him all the time. So he asked them for a little bit of respite to arrange the money he owed them. And then he went to ask Ubaidullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhuma for help. Now they are demanding their money from him. He owed them 9,000 dinar. So he came to ask Ubaidullah bin Abbas to loan him this money. Or should he be the kafil, meaning the one responsible to make sure that he will pay them. Ubaidullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhuma said to him, bring these, the debts that you have, meaning the document in which proves that you owe these monies. He took it, he paid the entire amount. He paid the entire amount. This was how helpful Ubaidullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhuma was. To be there for a person in difficulty, a person was in debt. That's why when Bedouin visited the dar of Abbas, meaning the dar is a property wherein there's quite a few small houses. So these houses are referred to in Arabic as buyut, bayt. But the entire property is known as dar. So like you have a big house, but each one is separate. This is Abbas radiallahu anhu's dar, Abbas radiallahu anhu's home. And as he entered, he sees Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu there, answering people, teaching people, helping them. He sees on one side Ubaidullah bin Abbas feeding everyone coming in. This Bedouin was amazed and he said, كُلُّ مَنْ أَرَادَ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ فَعَلَيْهِ بِدَارِ الْعَبَّاسِ بْنِ عَبْدِ الْمُطَّلِبِ رضي الله عنه. He who wants dunya and akhirat. You want to see dunya and akhirat? You have to come to the dar of Abbas رضي الله عنه. Here the deen is being taught and here everyone is being fed for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. So this is how generous Ubaidullah bin Abbas رضي الله تعالى عنه was. Ubaidullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhuma was once on a journey. He was on his way to Damascus to visit Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And he would very often visit Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who was Amir al-Mu'mineen. On the way there was heavy rains. He put up his tent and he put up for the night there. One Bedouin sees a stranger in the area, so he comes there. And he sees Ubaidullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhuma. And the quality or the natural disposition of a Muslim as such, especially of an Arab. He sees Ubaidullah bin Abbas, not knowing who he is. He goes home, he says to his wife that there's a stranger, he's traveling past, I'm going to take this goat of ours, I'm going to slaughter it for him. His wife actually stops him, she refuses. She says, we got nothing left, you, your daughters, the only thing we got is this goat, we gain milk from there, the little we get we drink, we have. What will happen to us after that? Do you want to destroy us? He says to his wife, I'd rather slaughter it than be a miser. I do not want to be a miser. There's a stranger. How can we not give them? Allah will arrange. And then he slaughtered that goat, and he kindled the fire, and he prepared the meal, and he took it to Ubaidullah bin Abbas. And as he's presenting the meal to him, they talk. When the man had gone, Ubaidullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu said to his companion, someone working for him who is in charge of his wealth. He says to him, how much do we have on this journey? He says, 500 dinar, 500 gold coins. He says, when we leave, give it to the sheikh, give it to the old man. This servant of Ubaidullah bin Abbas, the Qayyim, is saying to him, Allah reward you, but this man, even if you give him a tenth of this amount, he'll be happy. Why do you have to give him so much? So Ubaidullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu says, this man, his condition is such, he gave us everything he has in of the world. Only thing he had was this little goat. And he slaughtered it for us, and he, you know, fed us that. If we give him a little of what we got, that means he had portrayed more generosity than us. He preferred us over himself and his children and his family. And he gave this 500 dinar gold coins to this old man, and he went along on his journey. He then continued on his journey towards Damascus. Muawiyah radiallahu anhu was very happy to see him and made great ikram of him. And on his return, he went via the same route, and he says to his servant, let's see what's the condition of our friend. And he finds him to be, the old man, to be in a very, very good condition, well-to-do, with camels, and, you know, with blessings, a lot of blessings and wealth, and there was a great difference. When this old man sees Ubaidullah bin Abbas, he rushes towards him and kisses him. And he says, I praised you not knowing who you are. He says, what did you say? And he rendered the words of poetry that in which he praised Ubaidullah radiallahu anhu. He said, تَوَسَّمْتُهُ لَمَّا رَأَيْتُ مَهَابَةً عَلَيْهِ وَقُلْتُ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ آلِ هَاشِمِي وَإِلَّا فَمِنْ آلِ الْمُرَارِ فَإِنَّهُمْ مُلُوكٌ وَأَبْنَاءُ الْمُلُوكِ الْأَكَارِمِ وَقُلْتُ لِعِرْسِي فِي الْخَلَاءِ وَصِبْيَتِي أَحَقًّا أَرَى أَمْ ذَاكَ أَحْلَامُ نَائِمِي فَقَالُوا جَمِيعًا بَلْ هُوَ الْحَقُّ هَذِهِ يَخِبُّ بِهَا الرُّكْبَانُ نَحْوَ الْمَوَاسِمِ. That I have seen such symptoms of awe and glory in you, not knowing who you are, but I said you must be from Hashim, the Hashim family, the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or you would be from the family of Murar, because they are known for their kingdomship and generosity. So I said to my wife in seclusion and my children, my daughters, is this a dream or is it reality? Meaning the fact that we receive 500 dinar. They said, definitely, it is reality, father, it's reality. This is really what happened. So, Ubaidullah bin Abbas, radiallahu anhu, teaches us this lesson of assisting people, being there for people, and also remembering the favors of people. Ja'far Sadiq, rahimahullah, says so beautifully, إِنَّ لِلَّهِ وَجُوهًا مِّنْ خَلْقِ خَلَقَهُمْ لِقَضَاءِ حَوَائِجِ عِبَادِ يَرَوْنَ الْجُودَ مَجْدًا وَالْإِفْضَالَ مَغْنَمًا وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ مَكَارِمَ الْأَخْلَاقِ. Allah has certain servants of His. Allah created them and instilled in them the quality of fulfilling the needs of others. They consider generosity to be a glory and an honor, and spending on people to be a booty. Not receiving to be a booty, spending on others generously is a booty to them. And Allah loves sublime, noble character. And from this character is akhlaq. There's another report of Ja'far Sadiq rahimahullah who says, مَا أَنْعَمُ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ عَبْدِ النِّعْمَةِ فَلَمْ يَحْتَمِلْ مُؤُونَةَ النَّاسِ إِلَّا عَرَّضَ تِلْكَ النِّعْمَةَ لِلزَّوَالِ. When Allah Ta'ala blesses a person with favors and blessings, and he doesn't use those blessings and favors in assisting people and solving their problems and uplifting and removing their burdens, except that Allah will remove that favor from him. And there's a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, إِنَّ لِلَّهِ عِبَادًا يَخْتَصُهُمْ بِالنِّعْمِ لِمَنَافِعِ الْعِبَادِ. Allah has His servants, certain servants of Allah Ta'ala. Allah gives them special favors because of others to benefit from them. لِمَنَافِعِ الْعِبَادِ, for others to gain from it. As long as they give for Allah Ta'ala, Allah will continue giving them. And once they stop and they think what they have is only for them, Allah will remove them and replace them, meaning use other people. So, if Allah has given us any favor, we should utilize it in the cause of Allah Ta'ala's deen, in helping people, in serving people, in serving humanity. Tariq al-Dimashq mentioned that Ubaidullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu was one day on a journey, and he passes an area or a home wherein an elderly woman with children lived. So the old lady invited him in, not knowing who he was, and she gave him great hospitality. And he was so touched by her treatment and her children's respect to someone who they don't know. After some time, he sent for them. And they actually came before him. And he said to them, I really want to be of assistance to you. Allah has given me. But they said, if you want to repay us for what we have done, then we don't want. Rather give someone else who is in need. He said, actually not. I really want to be there for you and assist you and gift you. And Ubaydullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu left with them 10,000 dirham. And he sent for them 20 camels. And then what he did is, he put his goods on some other mules and some other arrangements, and he left. And he was really amazed at the akhlaq and the character of the old woman and her children. The old lady was so touched by the words of Ubaydullah, she called her children and she said, I want all of you with your poetry to render words of praise for Ubaydullah, for this man. So the elder son said, Shahidtu alayka bi tayyib al-kalam wa tayyib al-fi'al wa tayyib al-khabar. I bear witness of your wonderful speech, your wonderful action, and your great and your amazing condition. The middle brother said, "Tabarra'ta bil judi qabla as-su'al fi'al al-karim 'azim al-khatar." You were so generous even before you were asked, and this is the practice of al-karim, because karim is he who gives before even being asked. The younger brother said, وَحَقٌّ لِمَنْ كَانَ ذَا فِعْلُهُ بِأَيْ يَسْتَرِقَّ رِقَابَ الْبَشَرِ. And it's most worthy and appropriate that the one whose actions are so generous will rule and own even the necks of men. And the mother completed their statement with dua, فَعَمَّرَكَ اللَّهُ مِنْ مَاجِدٍ وَوَقَّيْتَ سُوءَ الرَّدَى وَالْحَذَرِ. May Allah bless you with an amazing life, with a blessed life. How glorious you are. And may Allah protect you from all evil, bad conditions, conditions of hazard. So there's so many incidents like this. In Mustatraf, it's mentioned that Ubaydullah radiallahu anhu would arrange dastarkhans to be put outside in a central area, and he would invite people to eat. And so much of food would be arranged there and cooked. And nothing that came there could go back into his home. That's how generous he was. What was given should never be taken back. In Mustatraf is mentioned that Ubaydullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu was one day approached by a man from the Ansar. And he says, O cousin of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah blessed me last night with a little child, with a little boy, and I gave him your name to get barakat. And make dua for him, his mother passed away. Ubaydullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu made dua for him that Allah bless you and Allah Ta'ala reward you and make it easy for you in your musibat, in your difficulty. And then he called one of his servants and he said to him, go now and purchase a slave, a woman to take care of this child, and give the father of the child 200 dinar to spend it in nurturing and training the child, the education of this child. And then he says to the Ansari, please come back to me after some time, because you came to me in times of difficulty. This is all I got, I don't have much. The Ansari was awed by this generosity. He doesn't have much and he gave everything, 200 gold coins. He says, may I be sacrificed for you, O cousin of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I must say, if only you lived a day before Hatim Ta'i. Hatim Ta'i is known for his generosity. If you lived before him, the Arabs would not have mentioned him at all. But sadly, he lived before you, so you came after him. But I bear witness, وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ عَفْوَ جُودِكَ أَكْثَرَ مِنْ مَجْهُودِهِ وَطَلَّ صَوْبِكَ أَكْثَرَ مِنْ وَابِلِهِ. He says, I bear witness that your extra generosity, is more than his efforts towards generosity. And just your drizzle is more abundant than his rainpour. Your drizzle is more abundant than a downpour of his. So there were so many incidents like this in the life of Ubaydullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu, where he would assist people, where he would be there for people. And for example, if someone did him something, he never forgot. Ubaydullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu, one day a man comes to him and he says that, you know, I one day was there for you and I'm really in need, I'm suffering. Ubaydullah radiallahu anhu looks at him and he doesn't recognize him. So he says, what did you do for me? He says, one day you were standing by Zamzam and you had a servant giving you some water and the sun was blazing you, and I took my shawl and I started sheltering you and shading you until you drank nicely. Ubaidullah says, yes, yes, I remember. I can remember it clearly now. And he says to his servant, what do we have? He says, 200 dinar and 10,000 dirham. Ubaidullah radiallahu anhu says, give it to him. And I don't think what we're giving him will fulfill what he did for us. The man says, you know, if Ismail alayhi salam had no other offspring besides you, that was sufficient. So Ubaidullah gets upset and he says, how can you say such a thing? When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes from Ismail alayhi salatu wa salam, and this deen came to you and me through Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because without Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we would not have learnt amazing traits. He had quite a few children. To name some of them, Abdul Muttalib was one of his children. Abdul Muttalib, Muhammad, Al-Abbas, Abdullah, Abdul Rahman, Ja'far. He had daughters as well. Maymuna, Al-Aliyah, Amra, Ummul Abbas, Lubaba, like his mother's name, Lubaba. He had a child, Abbas, like his father's name. He had a child, Lubaba, like his mother's name. And another daughter was Ummu Muhammad. So he had one son by the name of Muhammad. He had a daughter and he named her Ummu Muhammad. So he spent his life serving humanity, serving deen, pleasing Allah Ta'ala. Let us also learn from the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Let us be there for the next person. Sahaba radiallahu anhum took it as a blessing if somebody came to them to ask for assistance. They took it to make, they made shukr to Allah that Allah put my name in your heart. That's why you came to me. I thank Allah who gave me the opportunity to be worthy of fulfilling your need. Allah has put us in this world to serve humanity. Allah put us in this world to assist others. The rewards of assisting people are so many. Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu, who we just learnt about, how he left his i'tikaf just to fulfill the need of the next person, and then he said that person who walks with his brother in the fulfillment of his need, Allah rewards him. That's more rewarding than the i'tikaf of 10 years. So my respected listeners, this quality of being there for humanity, assisting people, and considering it to be a ni'mat of Allah, the favor of Allah in helping others, the favor of Allah in fulfilling the needs of others, then we are fulfilling the purpose of our creation, which is to be a service to humanity. This is what Ubaidullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhum did. He gave his sacrificed his life. He spent his life like this. And then he passed away in Madinah Munawwara. He was buried in Madinah Munawwara in the year 58 Hijri. He had other brothers as well who spent their life for Allah's deen, and they passed away in different countries, different countries of the world. Inshallah, we will discuss some of them. Allah Ta'ala accept us and give us tawfiq to bring alive these traits of Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Really, this quality of miserliness should come out of our life. And also, when we do something for someone, we shouldn't think we did something great, but actually think of it the other way. Allah gave me the opportunity to serve that person. Or if we're giving towards a certain institute, we should actually consider it that it's Allah's blessing, that Allah gave me the opportunity. And it is through that barakat that Allah Ta'ala is giving me more and more and blessing me. We shouldn't be like that famous miser. You know, he says to his wife, after they had a meal, he now has to go to the masjid. Respected listeners, I will mention to you the incident of the miser next week, inshallah. Forgive me, my time has lapsed. There's three quls for this sahabi, radiyallahu anhu, wa sallallahu ala nabiyyil ummiyya bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.